Venezuela's election results bring sobering reality for Christians. The hits keep coming for Niger, and the International Day of the Girl is coming up, but it's not what you might think. We'll tell you about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has won his fourth presidential election since 1998. What this means is a continued nationalistic trend that could be trouble for Christians. That was noticed by the U.S. Committee for International Religious Freedom, which is keeping an eye on Venezuela. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says,
Christianity can often be labeled as Americanism or coming from the West. If he would view missionaries as Westerners in some way undermine his control, he would be in much opposition of that.
On the one hand, the persecution is expected to subtly increase. Small things like a church leader losing a job or more government red tape.
That may not look like direct Christian persecution. But burning in the background would be that trying to control the church and the leaders, those that don't go along with Chavez.
On the other hand,
that may not be bad for the church because it'll cleanse it, because there has been quite a compromise amongst many of the leaders.
At missionnetworknews.org, we have prayer needs. We turn next to Niger, where people are dealing with the worst flooding in 80 years. The floods hit a time when Niger is still recovering from drought that had spread throughout the Sahel region earlier in the year. The drought caused a hunger crisis that affected more than 500,000 people in the country. Baptist Global Response teams are working alongside aid groups and non-governmental organizations. Pray for gospel opportunities as they stand in the gap. This is Mission Network News. A Bible distribution ministry is getting ready to celebrate a milestone in ministry. Bibles for China is heading to rural China to do it. Joel Gerber is a board member with Bibles for China and will be part of the team.
The goal at the beginning of the year was 100,000 Bibles to be distributed by Bibles for China, and we're just so pleased that with this distribution, we'll be able to distribute 30,000, and that will put us just over the 100,000 Bible mark.
Bibles for China does it legally through the registered church. While 100,000 is a lot of Bibles, is it enough?
There are nearly 100 million Chinese Christians throughout China. The vast majority of those do not have a copy of their own Word of God.
Gerber says nationals will win the Chinese for Christ, but not without Bibles. $50 equals 20 Bibles. Give through a link at our website. Next, maybe you grew up with parents or a parent who didn't want you. Then you could probably relate to the girls in India. Dave Stravers with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan says mothers are often pressured to throw their newborn baby girls into the river.
A very common name for a baby girl, if the girl survives, is Nakusa. It's a Hindi word, and translated, it means unwanted. This is not just a personal thing with parents making a decision. There is very strong community pressure to value boys over girls.
Tomorrow, it's all about giving girls honor. October 11th is International Day of the Girl. Mission India's Children's Bible Club show God's love to young girls all year long. Mission India volunteers are the hands and feet of Christ. Ask God to give them strength and encouragement.
Most of our volunteers go to the village or the community every single day. They'll spend 2 to 3 hours every day with the children and their families.
And imagine spending an hour just to fetch water that could potentially kill you or your kids. Life Water International says this is the reality for nearly 600 households in northern Uganda. Life Water created Project Restoring Dignity to bring safe water and sanitation to these communities. Pray that many would hear the gospel through the work of Life Water and its partners. It costs just over $11 to provide one person with safe water. Visit missionnetworknews.org to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is a long ways away yet, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day, you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.